Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, PT is here from the Wolf. The parameters again. Cambria, first floor, lovely.
Beautiful.
Right? Third floor, not bad, PT, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's where the where a lot of the action takes
brain
place.
Brain wizards are up there. Yeah. Salespeople show up. I think they have to be in once a season.
It's about, a couple hours a quarter, I think.
That's it.
I joke, I used to get a lot of emails, you know, before like 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, like asking me for stuff.
Yeah.
Leo. Not anymore.
No. They're at the beach. You know, they're playing golf. I'm jealous. Fourth floor is kind of a mystery. Fifth floor.
Kind of vacant, I think.
Very
vacant.
Then fifth floor, occasionally we go up there and we walk this long hallway and we go to that one room. And there's a meeting, and most of the time with pretty shaky food.
Why? It's always a potluck, I feel like. And I always forget things, so I just wander down to the store here and get like a fruit,
chips.
Fruit basket.
What are you? Fruit basket.
I'm kind of the chip fruit guy, yeah.
Well, we're on the air. I used to bring in some food. At one point, former producer extraordinaire, Lindsay Gensel.
Yeah.
She needed some one of those pans you'd make like a hot dish. Tater tot hot dish.
Mm-hmm. Like just a 9x13 casserole.
Pyrex, you know, something like that. And Lindsay goes, do you have any more? I go, yeah, a couple. So one time I go, will you make me a hot dish rig up there? So she did.
Mr. Hot Dish.
Mr. Hot Dish.
Pretty good.
And again, I hate hot dish. Yeah. So that was the irony of it. So I guess we go there. But our floor, honestly, is a safety hazard. Describe the men's room on this floor.
Well, you can smell the men's room on this floor, you know, way before you actually reach the men's room on
this
floor. You know, and I don't want to be, it's no, I mean, that's not my responsibility. That's not my fault, I don't think. It's definitely.
Sounds like,
you know,
might be.
I was going to say.
Maybe you have a gastro issue that,
something we got to work on. Very. Yes, you know, I don't know.
So now, okay, we have a lot of new equipment, which is very nice.
Very cool. Yeah.
Very, it's helpful.
Keep in mind, we were in the temporary. You guys were in our studio.
We were in there. Thank God we're not in there now. Yeah, we're about to get to that.
Right.
Okay.
It used to be a decent studio, decent setup and everything, especially when the good neighbor was in there.
Yeah, when we went there, I wouldn't have minded.
Yeah.
You know, you thought we were all a little too close.
Yeah, a little too tight.
A little too tight. You like the space.
You weren't in that closet that we were in for a while.
That's right. You were in the closet.
The old production studio.
You know, because, I mean, you can't touch Remy.
No,
you cannot touch Remy.
I would say that, though, you know, we're pretty aware of where we are in the totem pole here with 102.9 The Wolf. So we realize that we're getting kind of the scraps, I guess. And that's okay. We're okay with it. Yeah.
So what time did you arrive this morning?
So Thunder gets in, my co-host, Greg Thunder, about 3:45, and I usually get in about 4:15, okay? And this morning...
Like he's more dedicated to his craft than you are.
Way more
Dave,
dedicated.
I think we heard that, right?
Absolutely.
Sad. I'm very sad.
That's public knowledge all over the place, but I will just tell you this. So yesterday, we had what I would describe as a couple of nuisance flies in our studio.
Okay.
Okay. And it's like.
That happens.
And we're just like, okay, it seems weird because we're on the second floor. We're literally in kind of
a vault, we can't open our windows.
Can't open the windows. It's like, how did these flies get in here? You know, it's like, okay, no big deal. This morning, I get a text from Thunder at 3:45. He goes, hey, there are hundreds of flies in here. Can you stop at the store to get a fly swatter and or some bug spray? We're going to need it. Like, we're going to a campfire you know, from a fly. It's like,
right.
We are infested with flies. You know? So, and I'm not even joking.
No.
So I'm looking for a
I'm looking at it right here.
How many fly strips do we have in there right now? I think maybe 8 or 9 fly strips. Each fly strip, I'm pretty confident right now, has dozens, plural, of flies on them.
We may have up to like 150 dead flies on the strips.
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that would not be.
That's low.
So, and we had some people. We had a
come in today.
Say, well, no. Thankfully, we don't have
a big listener event.
That strip in the corner is coated.
It's unbelievable. And so we were thinking to ourselves, okay, like, where did we? Do they come in through the vents? Do we have? Are the the old morning show DJs? Are they in the?
Hi, everybody.
Are they decomposing in the ceiling?
Oh my God! Are you suggesting some legendary figure was? Iced here? Wow. What if that's true?
How about that?
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah, we don't know what the ghosts of DJ's past, I think, might be coming. I don't know. But, yeah, we're...
Can we talk a little music right now?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Have you always been with country?
I have personally, yes.
Personally.
I had a stint of about a couple years where I was a salesperson. I was actually one of the people that, hangs on the
sales
beach.
Weasel.
Yeah, sales weasel, yeah. And so I'm one of the only guys that, as I got older, thought that it'd be a better idea to go in on air.
Oh, my God.
I should have talked to you before.
What were you thinking there? Okay, what is the biggest story in country right now, country music?
In country music right now, there's a quote-unquote love triangle between Megan Maroney, Ella Langley, and Riley Green. That is kind of a big story
I've read a little bit about this. Okay,
so Riley Green and Ella Langley had a big song out together, and everybody kind of thought they were a thing, although they always denied it. And then it was kind of rumored that Riley was maybe dating this other country artist, Megan Maroney. Oh.
See, I've got a little bit from my Daily Mail reading.
Yeah, it's very Daily Mail. Episode.
I like gossip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's some gossip. That's I would say that's one of the bigger stories in like country music right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
How much are we playing Morgan Wallen at this point?
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah, I would say 102.9 The Wolf is very heavily on Morgan Wallen's latest album. Yeah.
Right.
And also country music is as well. Because right now, I would tell you people, if you're a country music fan, you might be listening to Morgan Wallen 50% of the time and everybody else the other 50%.
He's that big, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When he said what he said and he got iced out by everybody.
Yep.
And then the audience just rallied to him.
Yep.
Do we have something comparable to that recently in music where, big record companies and radio stations were pushing back and the audience basically said, we don't care. We're going to resuscitate this guy and not even resuscitate this guy. We're going to make him into an enormous star.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not as much from a controversy standpoint, but I think you could argue that the success of some of your, like the Zach Bryans of the world, who are, doing stadium shows with really
nothing
radio support.
And I've seen
it's the people. You know what I mean?
Country's not my wheelhouse, but recently I saw Tyler Childers.
Tyler Childers, same thing.
I saw Sturgill.
Sturgill, same thing.
Yep. And then Zach Bryan, I bet I've seen 4 times.
Probably the 4 big ones of that would be Zach Bryan, Tyler Childers, as you mentioned, Sturgill, and then the other one that gets a lot of play is Cody Jinks.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's a big thing. Now, there's a guy named Zach Top that we had.
Don't know.
So he's kind of a resurgence of 90s country but for like the young kids or whatever. So Zach Top, a lot of the maybe the traditionalists would say that he's maybe their the savior of like traditional country music.
So how this PT from the Wolf, you can hear him in Thunder. You start at six?
Six, yep.
Okay.
Six to ten.
Okay. And we were talking about the fly situation.
We'll be in there with a fly swatter from four to six.
I assume you had to talk about it a bunch.
Of course you did.
Yeah. Right.
Could you put a bug zapper right next to an open mic?
So put
just
this
so we can
way.
Hear everyone.
We're thinking about having like a flyaway now. There's all sorts of fun.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do a flyaway.
Well, you're going to be with our big promotions team back then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Is there still space on the Wolf for traditional old school country? Because I was not aware of Tyler Childs. I went there because a couple friends said, I know you love Sturgill. You're going to love it. I thought he was phenomenal.
Tyler Childers was unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Yes. He was great. So what would get Tyler Childers and Sturgill back in the mix?
I mean, first of all, I would say they have no real need to be back in the mix because they're having such success without, quote unquote, radio.
Their persona is magnified.
Absolutely. Okay. And I think they actually probably get good, they get street cred because they don't follow the man or follow the Nashville, you know, machine or whatever.
Right.
So I think that would be an answer to answer that question. You know, our branding of everything country does allow us to throw in, you know, favorites from the night. I mean, the Alabamas and the Garth Brooks or whatever. So you sprinkle that in along with the Morgan Wallens or whatever. But I do think that the modern country music fan is looking for, you know, that traditional sound just as much as they are maybe more of the new sound. And that's why some of the Lainey Wilson tracks, very traditional sounding. Again, Zach Toppy mentioned. So there is place for them. But I think when it comes to some of those guys and even gals that you talk about, if they're kind of having success without radio, they're almost okay with it, Chad, to be honest. You know what I mean?
I appreciate coming over and keep the malaria on that side of the building. Dave, are you with me?
You guys don't want it? Do you guys, are you up to date on all your shots, a typhoid?
Yeah,
whatever else.
This is not an RFK Jr. show. Crazy concept. We believe in doctors and science and vaccines.
Well, you're going to need them for all the things that those flies are carrying over at the Wolf.
Thanks, PT.
I appreciate you.
52 past one. Dean Phillips and Jamie Ukas next on CCO Next Hour.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.